So find your comfortable meditation seat, whether that's on a chair, a cushion, or kneeling. Just find a position where you can be comfortable with the spine upright and at ease. Just take a few moments to settle the body, to close the eyes, and turn the attention inwards. Feel the contact of the body to the floor. Be aware of the upright spine. Be aware of how you're feeling. Just for a moment, watch the breath as you settle into stillness. So in this first stage of Metta Bhavana, we begin by dwelling upon positive feelings we have for ourselves and upon our good qualities. We can use our imagination to help feelings arise. We simply repeat the phrase, "May I be well, may I be happy, may I be at peace." May I be well, may I be happy, may I be at peace. As we repeat these phrases, we recall times when we felt content, fulfilled, aware of what delights us. Or we imagine situations that create such feelings. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be at peace, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be at peace, may I be filled with loving kindness. Moving on to the second stage. Now bring to mind a good friend or a loved one. And as you focus on this friend or loved one, we extend these feelings to that person also. As we visualize this person or bring them to our mind, we repeat, "May you be well. May you be happy. May you be at peace. May you be filled with loving kindness. And again, we try to see our friend in a pleasant situation, feeling good. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be at peace. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be at peace. May you be filled with loving kindness. Now we let go of that person. We bring to mind instead a neutral person, someone we are aware of but do not know personally. We have no particular like or dislike for them. As we bring this person to mind, we see this person in the mind's eye, and again, we extend the feelings of loving kindness towards them. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be at peace. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be at peace. May you be filled with loving kindness. And now in the fourth stage, we bring to mind a difficult person, to someone we're having some difficulty with, or we find it hard to communicate or agree with. As we visualize this person, we try to see beyond the present disharmony and realize that our enemy too wishes to be happy, to live well. We extend loving kindness towards them. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be at peace. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be at peace. May you be filled with loving kindness. Now in this final stage, bring together in the mind's eye images of the four people, yourself, your dear friend or loved one, the neutral person, and the person with whom we're having difficulty. See all four. And as we see all four of us, send the same feelings, the same level to all four, reflecting that we all simply wish to be happy and well. May we all be well. May we all be happy. May we all be at peace. May we all be filled with loving kindness. And as we extend the same level of goodwill towards us all, we begin to bring all beings into our practice. We think of others in our workplace, our home, our village, our neighbourhood. We extend these feelings out to everyone in our city, county, the entire country. And we continue expanding these feelings out, thinking of people everywhere, the whole world, wishing them well, wishing them happy, wishing them peace. And imagine all living beings filled with loving kindness. We extend these feelings further and further out to the whole world, all living beings, the plant and the animal kingdoms too, all life everywhere. And gently draw the awareness back to the body and the breath. Notice if there are any changes in your emotional state. Notice how you feel. Be aware of the body, the contact of the body to the floor or the chair. Begin to breathe a little deeper. This practice is now complete. And I'll leave you with a quote by the Dalai Lama. Compassion is, by nature, peaceful and gentle, but it is also very powerful.